Oh, well, the Shilari wants you to write to your wife and tell you you've got the job. Oh, I said, thank you. I said, what made you think of that? He said, well, on that pickup player you called Ted Williams out. If you could call the big out guy at second base, then I know you've got guts enough to call.
Is a balk hard to call?
Eh?
Is a balk hard to call?
Balk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. You got to keep your eye right on it, especially when you work behind a plate. You got to keep your eye on the pitcher at all times. You never know. Of course, you know, you take a guy like
Well, you know, 2 years ago, there must have been 500 balk. I'm exaggerating.
Oh, well, no. At that time, it was Donatelli and Bollock's crew. They called the balk an obvious balk, you know, but they want to make it. They were calling, but the other guys weren't calling. They called the balk, and that's what Bollock was saying. Some of the bitch haven't got guts enough to call it. Why don't they call it when they see it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what happened? I didn't see it. Well, shit, if you didn't see it, then because you can't call it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they say, I didn't see it.
Is it the plate umpire's responsibility for the pitcher or one of the
Well, anybody umpires? Can call a balk. Uh-huh. But that, we, like, in American League, we had our own regulations, like Hubbard used to say, let the plate umpire call the balk.
Mm-hmm.
That's his job. You know, because you got to watch the pitcher at all times. You got to watch if he's spitting mm-hmm. on a ball, last wing ball, and so forth. You know, like, what's the name used to do this?
Well, now I got an autograph on that, Larry. Don't rub it off.
Elson Howell. Just, I'm not rubbing it. Okay. He used to go like this, see? And then drop it. Now when he pick it up, see the seam? He go and he...
Cut it.
No, keeps sticking in the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the dirt gets in the seam. It's heavy on one side. You see the man?
Yeah, right.
And then Whitey Ford, when he used to pitch that sinker, it's heavy on one side. And bingo.
Did it really make that much difference?
Oh, sure.
Nelson Howard did that.
Yeah. Well, you see, when I catch Whitey doing it, Whitey, when he go for the rosin, when he go for the rosin, he pick up the rosin, but scrapes the ball at the seam. Mm-hmm. Now, that dirt is right in the seam, and it's heavy. You see anything?
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets to throw it, it's heavy on one side. And when it gets to the plate, don't you know?
I never thought about that.
Yeah, neither.
Then, of course, there used to be another guy go like this.
See? Who was that?
That name was Rico. Mm-hmm. In the state of you see, I spit on my hand. Mm-hmm. Now when he go like this, pitch, look in. He go like this, see? He's got it on his finger now. He's got it on his two fingers. So you got to catch a guy like that. See?
I'll be there.
Because yeah. There's another guy was Wyatt. He had Vaseline all in his hair. And when he pitched a couple innings and he wanted to get that spitter in there, he'd go like this. And he got that Vaseline on his hair. This Lopez used to have. When they come up and tell me, you know, Larry, last night, Cuccinello was coming. Last night, he looked in his locker room. He got Parmalee. And they use that Parmalee, you know, the wax.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and he's got it all in there, his locker. Well, you got to use it, you know. And if we get one time, Manos was up at the plate. And what's the name that's going on like this, Perry? What the hell are you getting, Perry?
Where is it?
We took pictures of him. Cal Hubbard sitting in the stands took pictures of him and still didn't find out how the hell he was, where he was getting. He never
figured that out?
He never knew where the hell he was. He never knew where he was. You know, one time he get it from here, one time he get it here. He had it, every day he had a different spot. See what I mean? Because if you let him go this way today, he'd be saying, wipe it off. See? They wipe it, they put their finger like this. Wipe it off. Oh, yeah. And Manos is up And how else does it say? Now, Watson, not Wyatt. So Wyatt, he broke his hand. So I'll hold him up now. You tell me when you want him to pitch. All right? Is he ready? Yeah. Okay, Wyatt, pitch. Sure, nothing comes in the ball. Stuck up. Who knows how to say that? Yeah. I told what's the idea? You want him to pitch? Let him pitch. And he pitched, and sure enough, the ball sank. Oh, listen, we had a lot of things, but, you know. Like, just like one time, Curry's in Texas, and he's, now he had a pitch like the day before. Now he gets the towel, and he puts the towel down here, and he puts the towel over here. So now he's going to be a good jockey today. Today's going to be the jockey. And he puts his hand on it. Now he's yak, yak, yakking at the ball players. I said, you keep yelling at the ball players. Don't you say anything about the umpire. I tell you that, you're going to the wall. All right, this is before the game, see. I'm going out on the field. Of all guys, don't you say anything, because, you know, sure enough, he didn't say a damn word. He said, I keep my mouth shut. And that's it.
Larry, what kind of rules did you have in terms of contact with players off the field, general managers, club owners? What's the rule given to umpires?
Well, it's a good idea that you don't go to this.
Stay in different hotels?
Oh, yeah, we all stay in different hotels. Some of them you can't help with, because lately they were invading our territory. We wouldn't stay away from their hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want them to see it. If a guy's drinking a beer, if I'm drinking a beer and all of a sudden I'm sitting and drinking a beer now, mm-hmm. They go out in the ballpark next day, and you're having a bed, and you need a beer, and I say, sure, you son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you in the bar the other day, bringing up like a son of a bitch, you know, how do you think you umpire? I know, if you get Summers one time, and Hank saw, they stopped late at night in a white tower to have one of those you remember the White Towers used to sell those hamburgers, hamburgers, you know?
What you call sliders,
yeah.
In response?
He said, hey, somebody, if you have a good meal, man, you can see that. Stop eating in the White Towers. Oh, they're selling it.
You know, baseball, Larry, has never had a scandal involving umpires.
Until lately? Yeah.
Oh, with the one shoplifting out in California. Well, okay, that. I was thinking of the integrity of the game itself.
That was noticeable. That's why you get pissed off at some of the guys when you see things like that happen.
Yeah.
And
that didn't happen by accident. You attribute that to Commissioner Judge Mountain Landis for how? You know, of course, I guess in all professional sports, I've never heard anything about a scandal dealing with the referees or umpires, whatever they were called.
Well,
but baseball being over 100 years old, that's even more incredible.
Well, I tell you, when you see it, and you just tell it that. And they know that you're watching them.
Watching one another.
One another, yeah. And got that look, the umpire, just like that. Johnny Rice, he's working on this. Just to show you how sometimes, how things happen. Rice and I were pretty good friends. And I'm working for third base. And he is. In other words, I worked. He was my number two man, and I had a young pitcher, and Johnny Rice was behind the plate in Detroit, and it's a 3-2 count, bases loaded. John called the next pitch a ball. That pitcher is looking. Threw his glove up in the air. Jesus Christ. The managers and all the coaches around the mound and trying to calm that bastard down. So, I go to the mound and he's yelling like a son of a bitch. And I said, who are you yelling at? He said, that son of a bitch behind home plate, he sucks. He sucks. I said, you get some time in the league, you son of a bitch. Get the hell out of here. And I run him. Now, Thomas, through the one of those hard balls where you make the notes. What do you call those?
Clipboard.
He threw that out and bats come out and buckets of water come out, anything. And I said, okay. And he's standing right next to me. Cisco, what is his name? That is managing. He's standing right next to me. And I said, okay, from there on, all of you, get the hell off that bench. All of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, I run the whole bench. He said, now, could I use them if I want them? I said, yeah, get them the hell out of there. They were throwing everything out of them, see? That was the first time I ever ran a bench. I had a guy named Solano. He ran a bench first game, last game. He didn't give a damn what game it was.
You mentioned Al Salerno.
Yeah.
You know, he was fired from the game after he tried to organize the umpires. And Joe Cronin fired him.
He was working with me.
But,
all that stuff was going on was with me. Of course, Salerno was a good umpire. But he didn't like to work. He liked to run around. He liked, you know, go here, go there, you know. He was a son of a gun. Good umpire, but he didn't like the work. I said, okay, sit down, I'm tired, yeah. I said, you out all night? Yeah, that's fun? Yeah. Put the gear on. Get off.
Who's the umpire 5, 6 years ago that was really flamboyant?
Oh, yeah, he had he went in all kinds of gyrations when he called.
That's the guy I was talking quicker before.
I can't think of his name. Yeah.
I cannot think of his name.
He's not around anymore.
No, they let him go. He couldn't see. He had one cross eye.
It reminds me, you know, the only umpire I knew that couldn't, that wore glasses out on the field was Frank Umont.
Umont, yeah.
He's the only one brave enough that I ever heard of that wore glasses out on the field.
The first guy to wear them was Eddie Ramos.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Well, see, they used to come out without the glasses, and then when you throw the ball out, they're warming up, and then he put the glasses on, put the mask on so you couldn't see it.
Oh, they couldn't see it that much.
But, you know, they said, what the hell, if the ball players were, why can't an umpire wear? Yeah, that's what they said. You know, I tried it in spring training without my glasses. I never wore glasses. So this is my last couple of years. I've been Florida here at Yankee Stadium. I took my glasses off and I see some of the pitch. I can't see too good.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, but not sharp. You know what I mean?
That umpire's name is Ron Luciano.
C-I-L. Luciano. Luciano.
Ron Luciano.
Ron Luciano.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was
Ron
the fellow.
Luciano.
That,
but you see, Ron and Joe Bragiola, he thought that was great. He called a guy out like this. Here out! He used to put that foot up like this. Here out! And pull the trigger like that, you know? He worked with me one day. That's when I got hurt. And I said to Hala, Hala took my place. I said, what do you make that shit go on? I tell him he keeps doing it. So Joe Gradiola said, oh, that's fun. Look at him. Look at Salerno. Oh, look at that. You know, Luciano. Look at Luciano. They thought it was great.
Yeah.
I said, the hell, it's not a comedy out there. Mm-hmm. No, he wrote a book. I didn't even read it. He had one of these tape recorders and he came up to school and somebody's interviewing him like you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, take this son of a bitch away there, or I'll throw that on your head. He had a 10%er. Was trying to get some dirt, you know what I mean? And I would give him any dirt being his book. Because he said he was having a hot dog at third base, and he ran. All of a sudden, he realized there's a player at third base coming. He says, hold the hot dog and the... Now, you know that, isn't it? So, you know,
yeah.
Now... He said, well, you make a... I said, go on, you set... I'm playing back 10 years for Christ's sake. What's the matter with you? But he was like to be a comedian. You know, he was a great football player. He was an All-American. He played with Syracuse when Brown was with Syracuse.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah? He was a lineman. That's what Dressin used to say to Umar when he was behind the plate. Too many quarterback snakes. He used to call Saw Helmet Head. He was a football player for the Giants too, you know. Hank Saw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.